This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome back, Austin Orman. It's interesting times and it's fun.
It's educational times.
Well, to go back, I mean, like, we can fall victim to everything being the most anything currently because it's the most recent thing in that vehicle, in that vacuum. But when you talk about level of play, quality of play, sometimes we miss that. No, we have history with people who either didn't deliver, people who failed wonderfully.
Not miserably.
Right.
Wonderful.
Just failed wonderfully. Like, just chef's kiss. Like, you can't even be mad at Tony Mandridge for the level of failure to be that hyped. Mm-hmm. Like, we could talk about, like, those superbly hyped players. Mandridge being one of those players. Heath Shuler being one of those players. Quarterback, Ryan Leaf being one of those players. Who else is on the list? Quarterback, DeMarcus Russell being on the list.
I mean, that whole Jake Walker, Blaine Gabbert, Cam Newton draft thing we went through in 2011.
But we can only
Johnny Manziel.
Like, Manziel's in that space. And then there are running backs who just, one who ate himself out of the league, right? Then another who ate himself out of the league in Curtis Enos.
Trent Richardson
falls in that category. They mentioned Kyle Bowler.
Mm.
And for him to walk into that post Super Bowls situation, there were so many good things that could have happened for him. Nope, just didn't happen. Mm-mm. Just it wasn't allowed to happen. Then it goes into a space where, and again, I think the Mandridge thing, because of level of hype. But then let me ask you, does Bosworth fall into the disappointment file? Did he had some moments, right?
He did.
Right? Didn't he, like, did he make a Pro Bowl or no?
Trying to figure that out, actually.
Right?
I don't think so.
I just remember a stretch that he, and as Jay said, he and Manti Te'o.
Yeah, no, he did not.
Okay.
He played 3 years. Got run over by Bo. Only played 24 games in 3 years.
That's disappointing. Yeah. There's no other. You can't candy coat that.
4 sacks in his career, yeah, all that, in 1 year.
Yeah. That. Here's a quarterback. We were talking about he's okay quarterbacks. They list two immediately at the top of the list. One being, you ready for this? He played for your Colts.
Wait.
Played for the Jets, Colts, and Falcons. It's a great first name.
I'm stumped.
His first game was his best game. Then he suffered an injury the rest of the year, completed less than 50% of his passes in his career. Browning Nagel.
Not Mike Nagel? No, no. Mike Pagel?
Not Browning Mike Pagel, but Browning Nagel. Anybody that rhymed with them should not have been drafted by the Indianapolis Colts. Another I'm okay quarterback, Drew Henson from Michigan, who Cowboys drafted. Detroit Lions, nothing.
What about a guy like Matt Hasselbeck?
He had a moment and a flash. Then he became basic at the highest level.
Yeah.
And Matt is not the other Hasselbeck.
He's not Tim.
Right.
Yes.
Who never really had a moment.
No. Also, I was looking up some of these quarterbacks, obviously.
Uh-huh.
Eli Manning is 500 in his career. Is there a more Eli Manning stat than being 500 in his career? It's like Eli's good.
I need to give him... I'm not mad at a guy who on two different occasions on the biggest stage possible was better than the GOAT.
Right.
Right? That's like criticizing Joe Frazier, Kenny Norton.
Mm.
Like, he's the Kenny Norton of that he belonged in the conversation of the great because of the way he competed against the greats.
Mm-hmm.
But he did not stand alone in his greatness.
No.
And that had he... It's a weird thing to say that you have to win three Super Bowls to get credit. He's not Joe Namath.
No.
Right? He's above Joe Namath.
Mm-hmm.
So if Joe Namath is a Hall of Famer, Eli's a Hall of Famer.
Yes.
But if you're using the proper metrics for Super Bowl quarterbacks, Eli just misses because of the 500 level.
Right.
But the longevity and the mass volume of numbers he put up, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's some, like, he was the guy. There's some guys who are in that conversation who had to beat out some dudes.
Mm-hmm.
I still find it amusing that Kurt Warner had to beat out three people just to get on. Like, he had to go from Arena League, grocery store to Arena League, to the NFL, to waiting for Farratt and Trent Green to go down so he gets an opportunity, and then he never looks back.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Couch.
Yep.
Who? Mm-hmm.
Pride of Kentucky, right?
Anymore?
Well.
Anymore? Here's one that might have been before your time, but when you talk about he's okay quarterbacks, I come from an era of NFC East where it was the St. Louis Cardinals,
mm-hmm.
New York Giants, Cowboys, Philadelphia Eagles, Washington Redskins.
Mm-hmm.
And in there was a 5-year stretch, 6 years, where Joe Pisarcik.
Okay, I've heard the name, could not tell you anything about him.
So he's a part of the great blunder of all blunders when it comes to quarterbacks in the NFL, because with the Giants leading the Eagles in a meaningful game, leading late in the fourth quarter with the ball, clock running, no timeouts, he decides to hand the ball off instead of taking a knee, and he fumbles it. It is picked up, scooped, and a game-winning touchdown was scored.
So that's where Mario Cristobal got it.
Except, do you know who returned that touchdown? Do you know who scooped the fumble? And he is a NFL head coach, was an NFL head coach, was recently a college head coach. Again,
Herm
Edwards.
Nice.
Right. Like, it's a thing.
Is that Herm's biggest career moment?
Yes, 100%. Here are Pisarcik's numbers. He threw for 43 interceptions in those 7 years. 43 interceptions. That's not bad. Right? 43 in 7 years. Except, how many touchdowns went with those 43 interceptions?
Fewer than 40?
Fewer than 20.
Oh, boy.
18 TDs, 43 interceptions. Ay, ay, ay. Here's another one. He's all right. For some reason, he got to play in the league. He started for 6 seasons. Okay, so he played in 73 games. In those 73 games, he threw 58 interceptions in 73 games. Dave Brown, who played for both the Giants and the Cardinals, threw for 58 touch interceptions in 73 games.
You can start your franchise with one guy, DP, Dave Brown or Daniel Jones?
Oh, boy. It's Daniel Jones, and it's not even close. Like, it's, oh, I'm like, I remembered him. Here's one that, like, we talked about him yesterday, right? That he completed 56% of his passes, but he threw 37 interceptions for 31 touchdowns. Quincy Carter.
Ah, yep.
That 31 and 37 stat line brings true pain to anybody who was. There's a guy that you may not remember, but he played for the Cincinnati Bengals and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers back in the late 70s, early 80s. He was known as the Throwin' Samoan.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've heard
Jack
the name.
Thompson. Mm. The Throwin' Samoan. He won one game with the Bengals and three with the Bucs.
And he only played in four career games, DP?
Them's the numbers. Them's the numbers. Dag. There are certain kickers that are on this list.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Of yeah, okay. So imagine there's a kicker for the Giants, Cardinals, and Patriots in the 80s. In 1 year, he made 10 of 13. It's okay. Except for the next year, he went 3 for 11.
Whoops.
Never kicked again.
That's 13 of 24 for a career.
Eric Schubert. Never kicked again.
Who was that kicker that won MVP?
Mark Moseley.
There it is.
Straight toe. He's got the toes of my cowboy boots.
Yep.
Square toe.
Yep.
Great afro for a white guy. Fantastic. There are pictures of Mark Moseley with the afro, and it is spectacular. This is here's the thing about being with Washington. For some reason, the white dudes on Washington.
Oh, you're not kidding, DP.
Oh, the look, it's spectacular. The afro that Mark Moseley rocked was spectacular, and it grew. It started with like a tight cut. No,
that's got some volume.
He had the poof, and the guy wore, I think the number was 18 socks on his kicking leg during games. Like his right leg looked three times the size of his plant leg, and then he wore straight toe kicking shoe that they thought was manufactured illegally. It was checked weekly. to make sure it wasn't loaded, like that he could, because he would punch down on it before he kicked, right? Like he was loading the shoe. You see, with wrestlers, like Iron Sheik, he would load his shoe by kicking it into the mat, and then all of a sudden it became that much harder. And that was Mark Mosley. Great, I mean, and a great guy too. We did TV together. Amazing guy. Was the first NFL player I knew to wear cologne. And he took a lot of grief over it because he had the afro.
Isn't that a kicker thing though to wear cologne?
It. But Mosley was the trendsetter for that.
Gotcha.
That he in the 70s, curly hair. He was the first kicker who would wear the turtleneck with the blazer and the gold chain.
Oh, so he's Kirk Cousins before Kirk Cousins.
I'll explain all of this in several words. He was best friends with Joe Theismann.
Noted.
That gives you any idea.
Next.
Right. This quarterback had 8 starts for the Raiders, 3 touchdowns, and 13 interceptions. Andrew Walter. They put a lot behind him, and it didn't go well. This Hall of Famer's brother played for the Seahawks and Dolphins. At 6'8", at quarterback.
Chris Rapp.
Didn't make it. Dan McGuire. Didn't make it. These are the quarterbacks that are just, meh, you know, I understand that this is what it was, not what they thought it was going to be. Now here's a Heisman Trophy winner, right? Matt Leinart falls in the disappointment file, right? Like he played for the Cardinals for 4 years, Texans for a run, but now he's broadcasting. But I think that's fair, right?
How about I phrase it this way? Matt Leinart is no Matt Barkley.
Fair in place, right? That he exists. Here's one of your boys. Drafted by the Colts in 1982.
Okay.
Spent a lot of time on Vegas hotlines. Oh. Art Schleister.
Good old Art.
Yep. Buckeye, great. Mm. Disappointing. Yeah. Disappointing. This one they list that I agree with, but I also don't agree with. That they list him as one of the great disappointments in NFL history. He played for the Carolina Panthers from 1997 to 1999.
Okay.
He's also noted for being in one of the most famous trials of an athlete. Ray Carruth.
Yeah.
Who I think I was the only person in Carolina who got him interviewed his rookie and second year. And then, of course, that thing.
I can see where the disappointment comes from the outside, but that feels very surface level, you know, before you really dig into it.
Yeah. Yeah, there's some things. There's some things there, right? Hmm. I mean, here's another one of your boys.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Bjorn had pretty good numbers. Yeah. But drafted by the Colts in 1986. So they went from Schleister to this fine gentleman.
Harbaugh?
Trudeau.
Trudeau.
Jack Trudeau. Mm. He had a record of 18-29 and then lost 11 straight.
Whoops.
11 straight. Those are some.
It is pretty incredible just looking back through Colts history, which I'm trying to do more and more of. Like, mm-hmm. I like to think of them from my youth as one of the NFL's model franchises. Mm-hmm. They ain't. They're not.
Yeah.
You know, like, I want them to be. They had the Unitas Morale run, and then it was pretty mid, not very good. And then they had Peyton, and then it should have been Andrew, but then it's just been a whole lot of whatever. Like, the Colts are, like, the most he's okay franchise in the NFL.
Why is the text line so mean?
What are they doing this time?
They're like, what about Eric Crouch? Dang, man. Leave that man alone. He got family. and they're here in Nebraska. Leave that man alone. This fine gentleman, I got to host him on his initial weekend in Washington. When he was drafted, they were brought in. As a matter of fact, so there was a stretch in D.C. where if you were drafted by the Redskins, I hosted you. And, like, all of the events, right? So all the television cameras would come to my spot. They would post up and do interviews. We would put up them, their family, whoever they brought in. We'd give them a hotel room, that whole thing. As a pro, he finished with a quarterback rating of 54.
Oof.
He is currently a member of the U.S. House of Representatives from North Carolina. Heath Shuler.
There you go.
Certainly disappointing. Mm-hmm. There's no...
Was he disappointed? So many of these disappointments come down to two categories. Is it their fault? Was it their surroundings? And they always play together, but you can, I think you can typically blame either the surroundings or the player more.
He was from Tennessee. He was their version, that version. There were several versions of Zach Wilson.
Ah.
That he was kind of an all shucks Tennessee boy from Knoxville, right? All shucks, you know. And then you go to D.C. And there's a lot. There's some sharks in the water in D.C. Mm-hmm. He had some people who they thought would help him because the posse was still around.
Mm.
But there were folks who weren't going to help. I mean, first of all, you had Gary Clark and Arm Monk throw me the ball. Like, get me the ball. They then did another thing in that they drafted another well-known college star into that fold who also didn't have success in D.C. He went on to have later success in the Super Bowl, but Desmond Howard didn't do well in D.C. at all. D.C. was a renowned veteran town. It was not a rookie town. Mm. I mean, Timmy Smith didn't play until the Super Bowl. There was no other Timmy Smith day like that in the regular season in Washington. He had that day because he didn't know he was playing until right before kickoff. And then he had a day. So, and then we'll do one more and then we'll get a break. This quarterback was drafted by the Panthers in 2001. He was out of the league by 2008. He had in 2001, they were 1-15. He was older. He holds the distinction for having the most consecutive losses by any quarterback.
So he would have backed up DeLome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, was that a Harrington that Jay was mentioning? No, wait.
Florida State.
Wienke?
Chris Wienke.
Yep.
That's not a record you want, Chris. That's not a record you want. That's not good. That's not good. All right, well, toward the break, we'll go back in history because the guy we're going to come up with next played at Purdue.
Curtis Painter?
Quarterback from Purdue. Up next on Old School.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.